Our story today is called Big Faith in a Small Cone, from Sarah Moore Groover in Love What Matters. I had $20 to my name. The bills were paid and the food was bought, but there just wasn't much left over that week, and that was okay. On the way home from the grocery store, my kids begged for ice cream. Begged, cried real tears, all the drama. I said, no, I'm short on money and I might need that $20 before payday. We have plenty of good food at home. We don't need to stop at the ice cream store. I heard little sighs from the back seat and then, God, we'd really love some ice cream. Is there any way you can give Mommy some money so we can get some ice cream tonight? We know you can. Thank you. Oh, good grief. Guys, I said, God isn't going to drop money on our doorstep so you two can get ice cream. He's busy right now with natural disasters. Nope, Josh said. God said you'll have plenty of money for ice cream and to give some to the natural disaster people. Josh, it doesn't work that way. I started, then gave up, and then we got home. And on my doorstep was the mail. In the mail was an envelope. In the envelope was a check for $123 from an overpayment on a student loan I'd paid off in 2007. The kids were not surprised. God was not surprised. They got ice cream. The Red Cross got a donation. And Mom remembered yet again what it means to have the faith of a child. Isaiah 11:6, the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.